Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Join me this morning is singer, pianist, and musical director Billy Stritch. He, along with Clea Blackhurst and Jim Caruso, will be in a swingin' Brownville Christmas this weekend in Brownville, Nebraska. Billy, first things first, I want to talk to you about what is it that got you into becoming such a multifaceted talent?
Well, piano was something I took to at a really, really young age. When I was about, I would say, 5 years old, I just gravitated to the piano, and I discovered within a couple of years that I could really pick out songs by ear. You know, I had the ear to, like, replicate what I'd heard on TV or on the radio. And then I always sung in church, you know, and in school choir. So that just felt like a natural extension of the music, you know. I mean, first, you know, I really honed in on piano playing, but then by the time I was out of high school, I was singing along with the piano playing. I started working piano bars, and then I would start accompanying singers, and I just love performing. You know, I always loved the, at that time, you know, growing up in a small town in Texas, the whole idea of working in New York for me was very glamorous. You know, it was someplace I definitely wanted to be, and of course everything you'd see on movies and on TV, it was like, I just loved, you know, I think I was a big ham from the very beginning, and I loved to, you know, get up and play the piano and have people, like, kind of make a big deal over me. So, you know, it was a nice way to get attention. I wasn't an athletic kid, and I wasn't terribly, you know, I didn't really excel at much else, but the music is really where I got the attention, and so that just seemed like the right direction to go in. There was never really anything else I ever really wanted to do but perform and play music and write and arrange and do all of that. So I've been real lucky to make a living at it all these years.
And so how did you end up meeting and then performing with Clea Blackhurst and Jim Caruso?
Jim's been a friend of mine for almost 40 years. We both came from Texas, and we both had different cabaret acts that we would do in the nightclubs, and so we met you know, back in the very early 80s, you know, kind of doing the same kind of work. And we both moved to New York at around the same time. We've always kind of hovered around each other. I mean, I played shows for him, and we knew a lot of the same performers. And about 18 years ago, Jim started an open mic night in New York called Cast Party. And we've been doing it at Birdland, which is a real famous, you know, legendary club here in New York, for 18 years now, every Monday night. And so we've really been connected with that. And in 2010, the club approached us about putting together a Christmas show for the holidays. And so we grabbed onto our friend Clea Blackhurst. Clea really came to our attention because she was doing at that time, she did a show that was a tribute to Ethel Merman. Wasn't an impersonation, but it was a tribute. It was about her career and lots of insights into Ethel Merman's career, and by extension, the whole, you know, Broadway of the 30s, 40s, 50s, a really very well-researched and funny show. And she's just a very dynamic performer with a really wonderful, bright, brassy kind of sound. And so we knew that we wanted to have a third wheel, you know, third person in the show. And she just really fit the bill for us. And, you know, it seems to have been very popular with the audiences, because now this will be our 12th year to do the Christmas show in New York. It's a swinging Birdland Christmas, but in addition to that, this weekend it'll be a swinging Brownville Christmas. So we're happy to bring our kind of New York-centric show to Nebraska for the folks there.
You know, I don't know the exact figures, but, you know, there's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of Christmas songs out there. So I'm curious, you know, without really revealing what the set list will be this weekend, but I'm curious, how is it that you know, kind of comb through all this Christmas music and then go, all right, this one and this one and this one? Like, what's the process like behind that?
Yeah, there are a ton of shows, songs. And it seems like, you know, whenever everybody does a Christmas album, there are hundreds of Christmas songs, but people seem to go to the same dozen songs, you know. And so when we first did the show, it was a lot of the things you would expect. It was like winter wonderland and chestnuts roasting on an open fire and white Christmas. And then as we got a few years into it, we thought, let's dig a little bit deeper. Let's do some songs that maybe people don't get to hear very much. We all love old movies. So we, you know, I said there's a great song from White Christmas called Snow. And that worked really well with a song called It Happened in Sun Valley, which is from a great old 40s movie called Sun Valley Serenade. And it's about, you know, skiing and winter. It's wintry. You know, the songs really are about the time of year and, you know, about the climate. And also because we're three singers, you know, the goal was to find things that we could really do three-part close harmony on. And so it's a lot of jazz. It's a lot of things that are from movies of the 40s and 50s. There's a song that we do called Kay Thompson's Jingle Bells, and it's a version of Jingle Bells that was written by legendary vocal arranger from MGM. Her name was Kay Thompson. She not only was the vocal arranger back in the 40s, but she had a legendary nightclub act in New York with Andy Williams and his brothers. She was in the movie Funny Face. She also, as a writer, created the books Eloise at the Plaza. I mean, she did like so many different things. And because I was very connected with Liza Minnelli, you know, for many, many years, Kay is Liza's godmother. So Jim and I both knew Kay Thompson. And so it seemed like a natural thing to like do a tip of the hat to Kay and do this very famous, iconic arrangement of Jingle Bells, which is three-part harmony, really swingy, really interesting and fun and buoyant and joyful. And so, you know, basically we're looking for tunes that have a lot of energy, a lot of kind of a jazz-centric feel. We don't get too heavy in the show. There's not a lot of slow songs. You know, it's really about celebrating the joy and the happiness of the season. And I really like to approach it from that. I want people to come in and I want them just to like forget everything for an hour and 15 minutes and just have a really fun time. And really just, you know, the music is very infectious. And so that's kind of how we approach the set list. It changes from year to year. And, you know, there's some humorous things, but it's very much a jazz-centric New York kind of show, which I think people there are going to find very interesting. It's going to be like taking a little trip to a club in New York without having to leave Nebraska, right?
We're talking with Billy Stritch. He, along with Clea Blackhurst and Jim Caruso, will be performing a swinging Brownville Christmas this weekend in Brownville, Nebraska. Billy, based on the previous answer you just gave, it really sounds like you have a very deep kind of historical knowledge of Christmas music. So I guess I'm curious, is there like a deep dive Christmas song or holiday song that like you can think of that you really, really like, but is not really something that you would hear it on a radio station or at a Christmas party?
Well, I mean, one that I really like, it's not a Christmas song per se, but it's a New Year's song. It's What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, which is kind of known, but it kind of gets passed over in favor of like the Winter Wonderland and Let It Snow and songs like that. And I just love it because it's about, it's got a little bit of melancholy to it, but it's got some hope to it. And it's, you know, it's a New Year's song. And so it's filled with kind of like the hope that things will, well, it's a romantic song, obviously, you know, it's the guy not even imagining that the person he would like to be with on New Year's Eve would actually deign to accept the offer, but it's he's coming to his, you know, to his girl with his heart on his sleeve, and I love singing it. I do sing it in the show, and I love singing it because it's just a nice point of view, and it's got a nice sweetness to it. And I think it's a song that it's actually one of my favorite songs of the season for sure.
You know, you've toured around the United States, you toured around the world, you've played at, you know, multiple venues, multiple times, you know, some really huge, some really historic. So, you know, what is it like and what is it that you really enjoy about coming to Brownville to perform at a venue that has such an intimate setting?
Well, I mean, it certainly couldn't be more different than being in New York City. It's going to be nice to get away for a few days to someplace that's very, very different. People are wonderfully friendly. You know, it's kind of, there's something very storybook about Brownville. It's like you're almost going back in time. You know, I mean, it's, and I think, you know, there's something very traditional about, it kind of makes, it reminds me of, you know, I grew up in a small town, and it kind of reminds me of my childhood, Christmas times, even though I didn't grow up in a winter place. I grew up in Texas, and we certainly did not have snow or much of a cold winter. Brownville certainly does have that. But, you know, it's definitely kind of a magical, kind of like stepping back in time thing. And I think that's what we enjoy about it. And I think, you know, the flip side of that is I think we're bringing something a little cosmopolitan to Brownville. And I think they really meet in a nice place in the middle. I mean, I love that venue exists there, and so many great artists have played there over the past 30 years. And there's such a audience for it. I mean, you know, you would think on the page, oh, God, Brownville's a small town. Nobody's going to, it's not very sophisticated. Well, the audiences are really pretty sophisticated. And they like to be entertained by all different kinds of things. So that's what's kind of special about the venue, as far as I'm concerned. I think this is going to be maybe my third, maybe fourth time. To come to Brownville, and I've been looking for. We were supposed to be there last year, obviously, but that didn't happen. So, you know, this has been on the calendar for a long time.
So, not only have you toured all over the world, but you've performed with some, you know, big names. Just, you know, as you mentioned earlier, Liza Minnelli. I guess my next question would be, you know, what is it that you want to do next? Who is it that you want to work with? What is it that you want to give a try? Is there anything left in your career that you're just like, I want to do that next?
Well, you know, I can't think of anything specific. You know, everything that's come to me in terms of the people I've worked with they've really not been things that I've gone out for. They've been things that have kind of landed in my lap. You know, I was walking the dogs in the park one day, and I got a call out of the blue from Tony Bennett. And I have met him many times over the years, but, you know, and I've certainly, you know, it's Tony Bennett. I've certainly admired his singing and his showmanship and all of that. And he called to ask me if I'd like to go on the road and work with him. And so that was certainly something I wasn't looking to get. So, you know, when you've worked with Liza, when you've worked with Tony Bennett, I mean, there's not a whole lot of people out there that are doing that are at that level. You know, I was certainly lucky to come along at a time when those kind of performers were working. And I work with a lot of great singers. I can't think of anybody that I'm just desperate to work with. You know, I'm very happy with the people I work with. I work with quite a lot with Marilyn May, who's a legendary jazz singer. I work with a singer named Linda Etter, who's a Broadway name. Christine Ebersole, who's a really well-known television and Broadway Tony-winning star. Linda Lavin, who's a known for the TV show Alice and is a fine performer. I mean, I really do a lot, and then I fill it out with my own shows. So around every corner is something new, and I always meet that with a fresh page, you know, but I can't really give you a specific person or a specific style of music that I'm desperate to do. I wouldn't mind doing more work on Broadway. I was in the Broadway production of 42nd Street 20 years ago, and I loved my time there. I loved going to work every night and performing on a Broadway stage. So I wouldn't turn that down if that came along again.
And how long has it been since you were on Broadway?
Well, that show was 2001, and you know, it was for a year and a half, so that's been almost 20 years. Now, Liza Minnelli did a Broadway run at the Palace Theater in 2008, so I was back on Broadway for that, so that was 13 years ago. So it's been a while, I mean, I would definitely do that again if something came along, for sure. If the right role for me or the right role, either on stage or off stage. I mean, I would love to be on stage.
So what would you say, in your mind, is the perfect role for you?
Well, you know, something where I get to sing and play the piano and show off and perform in that way. And 42nd Street, I danced a little bit, and I never thought of myself as a dancer. And certainly I didn't do really intricate steps, but I was up there with 40 other people doing in a big musical number, and that was thrilling to do eight times a week. So, you know, there are very few, and, you know, it's pretty specific, but not impossible to find that. So, you know, if something came along that was really tailor-made to what I do, that would be an easy leap for me, for sure.
All right, Billy, those are all questions I got for you this morning. Thank you for coming on. Once again, that is singer, pianist, and musical director Billy Stritch. He, along with Clea Blackhurst and Jim Caruso, will be performing a swinging Brownville Christmas this weekend in Brownville, Nebraska, as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. First performance is tonight at 7:30. Second performance is tomorrow night at 7:30. And the final performance is this Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are still available at BrownvilleConcertSeries.com. This has been your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner.